I noticed in my own playing and in the playing of other people who were doing kind of these more systematic things or computer things, that it was like a kind of a way to hide.
Right.
You're not hide. You don't seem like you're hiding to me. You
know? No, I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to. Yeah. I don't want to hide. I think that for men in our culture, there's a tendency to hide. Hide behind your profession. Hide, you know, behind your clothes, your suit, you know. Hide behind your authority. And in music, you know, in serial music, hide behind that method. And then John Cage comes along. And then you can hide behind chance, you know. But in every, the common theme is to remove your personality from what you're doing and deny that. Just recently, I got into a conversation comparing John Cage and Ornette Coleman and contrasting the idea of, you know, Cage, every sound is musical, versus Ornette, every person is musical. I'd rather be the person, you know, that's musical.
Definitely. Looking good.
In my music, I'm really trying to erase the distinction between high music and low music and really impeccable professional music and amateur music that has feeling. And I feel like the real success was getting Fred Frith and Toy Orchestra together because they totally erased that distinction.
Their personalities come through so strongly. And I guess that's what I like about the musicians that I like the best is that you can really tell when you're in their presence that they're a little bit out of control and they're past, you know, well past 100%. I'm not saying that music has to be autobiographical, but I feel like it has to have character, and that the character it has to have has to be a sort of life character.